This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair stepping back in, and this time I bring with me the Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins is here, and that must mean it's time for Cinema Chat. Good to see you, my man.
Good to be here, and boy, it's Academy Award weekend.
It is indeed.
If you haven't seen a few of these films, tonight is going to be the last opportunity for you to see some of them that are playing here in our market.
So that when we watch the Oscars with total judgment, we'll actually have some information.
We'll actually know stuff. So tonight, Great Beauty, which is the odds-on favorite to win the Best Foreign Language Film, will have its last screening at the Michigan Theater. Inside Llewyn Davis, which is a nominee for acting and best film.
Great music in that movie.
Yep. Last screening tonight at the State Theater. And then the live action and the animated shorts have their last screening tonight. So
see it. And then this weekend?
Stack it up tonight. Now, on Friday, we open up another Academy Award nominee for best animation. Hirozaki's film, The Wind Rises. Now, this is...
This is animated?
It is an animated film. It's Miyazaki's last film that he's supposed to... Now, he draws his everything in the film. He's an amazing...
Hand-drawn.
He hand-draws everything in the film. It's about this a young man who dreams of flying, but he has terrible, terrible eyesight. But he becomes an airplane engineer, and this is back in the 1920s. So it is an inspiring film. It's a beautiful film. It's nominated for the best animation. It's going to be up against Frozen, and it's really between those two. So The Wind Rises opens Friday. And then a film that was nominated for Best Foreign Language Film by Chile, but is not one of the five finalists. Gloria is about a middle-aged woman, a woman of a certain age, who still feels young. She's looking for a romantic attachment. She finds Rodolfo, and then her life...
that sounds like a Harlequin romance.
Well, it's not.
Rodolfo.
It's actually a very cool film. Paulina Garcia's performance is a tour de force. You want to go check this out, and the reviews are great. Gloria is that rare work, a truly adult film, but by the end, you want to cheer for the simple act of living. It's about a woman of a certain age who finds herself in lots of very important ways. So Gloria opens on Friday at the Michigan Theater. So again, it didn't make the five finalists, but it was nominated for Best
Foreign
Language
Film. Now, with
the Oscars
coming up this weekend, Hollywood tends to hold off on bringing movies it really wants to succeed. So do we have any options of new movies at the multiplex that are worthwhile?
There's two. Son of God, which is a movie about Jesus, a pretty much straight-ahead movie about the life of Jesus. And then Liam Neeson is in an action film called Nonstop. There's a panic on a plane. A person says they're going to be murdering one person every 20 minutes, and there's a mistaken thing that the folks outside the plane believe it's actually Liam Neeson's character who's doing it. That's part of the trick that the person on the plane that's causing the trouble, they want $150 million deposited into an account. And actually, he did this just for the money. He does these thrillers just for the money. But this one's pretty good. It's gotten pretty good
reviews. He's had a couple that were pretty good, Taken. I mean,
absolutely.
Another action. It was well done.
Absolutely. This is Taken, and it's also
John. And I assume when you say he did it for the money, he's come out and said, I did this for the money.
He did, yes. He said that. He said, I do these thrillers for the money. Anyway. And then the Hitchcock series continues with the silent film The Ring, which plays on Sunday at 4 o'clock, and then Suspicion, which is a Cary Grant and Joan Fontaine film, is going to play on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And then The Fly, there's a couple of special festival kind of screenings. The Fly Fishing Film Tour, which is always, believe it or not, a big hit because all the fly fishermen come out, is playing on Friday, February 28th.
What kind of movie might I see there?
You see a lot of documentary films about fly fishing, and you know,
it is hugely popular, isn't it?
People really love it. It's tomorrow.
I've never done
at 7 o'clock.
Somebody can take me.
How to Train Your Dragon is our special family film at 1:30 on Sunday. And then the Arab Film Festival, which is actually put on by the Arab American Museum. Museum in Dearborn, but their opening night film is going to be at the Michigan Theater a week from today, Thursday, March 6th at 7 o'clock. It's called The Forgotten. When I Saw You is the name of the feature film. The Forgotten is a short film, and there's a whole festival of Arab films that plays the 6th through the 8th. Most of them are at the Arab American Museum, but the opening night film is Thursday, March 6th, I Saw You, When I Saw You, and The Forgotten at the Michigan Theater, and that's next Thursday.
Well, all of Hollywood, all of the entertainment industry, obviously, clearly focused on the Oscars that come up, what, Sunday night?
That's right. Now, if you want to win your Oscar pool at work, or if you get a bunch of friends together, the thing to do is to look up the Las Vegas odds. They tend to be the most accurate at predicting who's going to win. Not an absolute lock, but these folks have spent a long time trying to figure out who's going to win stuff, and they tend to be more accurate.
And then take your money.
Now, you don't have to bet, but... the Las Vegas odds for the Best Picture. Now, the Best Pictures are 12 Years a Slave, Gravity, American Hustle, The Wolf of Wall Street, the Dallas Buyers Club, Captain Phillips, Her, Nebraska, and Philomena. Her, Nebraska, and Philomena all have a 0.5% chance of winning.
According to Vegas odds. So it's Gravity and 12 Years a Slave.
12 Years a Slave, a 71% chance. Gravity, a 16% chance. Now, something that's a little unusual is usually the best director of the best picture
wins.
However, the best director, the odds-on favorite are Alphonse Cuarón for Gravity, which they're not predicting is going to win the best picture. So they're predicting
So 12 Years a Slave gets the movie, and the best director goes to Cuarón. Gravity.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
And then Matthew McConaughey is a significant favor over Chiwetel Ejiofor for 12 Years a Slave. Matthew McConaughey for the Dallas Buyers Club.
Actor,
that looks
right?
pretty significant. Cate Blanchett is the biggest odds favorite.
Blue Jasmine?
Yep, over Amy Adams, Sandra Bullock, Judi Dench, and Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep actually is the lowest odds of winning, which is very unusual.
Yeah, never rule her out.
Still
or Judi Dench.
Great
you know?
Actress, absolutely. Best Supporting Actor is going to Jared Leto for the Dallas Buyers Club. He's a pretty significant odds-on favorite over Michael Fassbender. And then Jonah Hill, Brakad Abdi, or Brakad Abdi, who is a terrific, terrific performance in Captain Phillips. He was the Somali terrorist. He was really good. And then Bradley Cooper also is nominated. And then Best Actress, Lupita Nyong'o, 65%, and that's from 12 Years a Slave as well. Jennifer Lawrence has a 28% chance of winning, according to the oddsmakers. June Squibb, who I wish would win. She was in Nebraska. She was great. Julia Roberts and Sally Hawkins are the other two. And then a Best Adapted Screenplay. 12 Years a Slave is considered a pretty significant favorite over Philomena or Before Midnight or Wolf of Wall Street or Captain Phillips. And then the toss-up, according to Las Vegas, is between Her and American Hustle. Now, Her did not do very well at the box office. American Hustle did okay at the box office. The other three nominees are Blue Jasmine, Dallas Buyers Club, and Nebraska. Now, there's lots of other Academy Awards that are being given out. Obviously, there's the Best Animated Film, and the favorite there is Frozen. Now, it's a little bit of a favorite over The Wind Rises. Frozen
right.
is the Disney animation.
Any guy that sits down and hand draws a whole movie, I'm all for that.
And especially since it's supposed to be his last one. So
What about documentaries? I love documentaries.
Well, documentaries, they changed the voting pattern last year, and the film that won was Searching for Sugar Man. And so they're expecting a similar kind of thing to happen this year. So it's supposed to be 20 Feet from Stardom, which is a really, really compelling film
about
backup
singers. Yeah.
Now, there's another film, a really great documentary. It's much harder to watch. It's called The Act of Killing. And it's about this really amazingly terrible genocide that happened in Indonesia in the 1950s that people don't even know about. 1 million Indonesians were killed in the political changeovers that took place there. And many of the killers who were working for the government at the time are still around. And the filmmaker asked them to restage their killings.
Oh, man.
And some of them did them as musicals and stuff like that. But it's...
Really?
And but it
kind of
is,
springtime for Hitler.
It's not like that at all. But it's really compelling and very difficult. But anyway, so 20 years, 20 feet from stardom may be the odds on favorites. Every single one of those films are great.
Right.
In terms of the foreign language film, Indie Wire's predicting The Great Beauty should win, but The Broken Circle Breakdown or The Hunt are two other films that might do very well. And of course, there's lots of categories. So,
all right, well,
study.
Before we part ways today, what are you going to be doing for the Oscars? You going to be home watching it on television? You having a party at the theater? What's going on?
We have a few folks that are getting together, and we're going to, you know, fill out our ballots and see who wins. We'll see how that goes. If you're by Zingerman's, they have a special Hollywood cocktail, Hollywood appetizer kind of thing going on.
Yeah, there
we
you
helped
go.
Them with. And there might be an Oscar party that we do with Zingerman's next year, but not this year. So
we'll discuss the surprises and the expected winners next week when we meet for Cinema Chat 7:40 next Thursday. You'll only find it on 89.1 WEMU. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair.
Ta-ta from Oscarland and La La Land.
This is 89.1 WEMU.